We continue our learning of the Mishmas Tavi B'Menachem Mishnah B'Chav Yaakov B'Pidach of Solio. We are in Zvachim, Perek Dalad Mishnah Gimel. The basic background to this Mishnah is that Pigul will only affect something that has a Matir. What does that mean, has a Matir? That where there's something that renders this item permissible. So take for example, when it comes to the meat of the carbon, so there's a what's the matir for the meat of the carbon? What permits the meat of the carbon to be eaten? If it's a carbon shlamim, the owner can eat it, the carbon chatas, the kohen eats it. What permits the consumption of the meat of a carbon, the flesh of the carbon? The answer is the zrika, the sprinkling of the blood. So the meat has a matir. The blood, the sprinkling of the blood is the matir, is that act that causes the meat, that allows the meat to become permissible for consumption. In fact, that's only achilas adam. There's another achila. There's the achilas mizbeach we spoke about, the consumption of the mizbeach, of the emurim, the fats of the carbon. So zrika does something else as well. It gives not only an achilas adam, it gives an achilas mizbeach. The fats can only be placed on the mizbeach to burn only after you do the zrika. If you didn't do the zrika, you can't place the fats on the mizbeach, not allowed. So, and in fact, the source of pigul is the carbon shlamim. The pasuk in Parshas Tzav, we mentioned before, lo ye hamakriva, so lo ye chashev, lo pigul yehiyeh. It mentions pigul. Pigul literally means something abominable, something repulsive. And this is lo ye chashev, the machshava that a person has. And the context is, mi bisar zevach shlamav, by yom hashlishi. Someone who had a machshava, tida carbon shlamim on by the third day. By the third day, it's already beyond its time. So here, this is where we create pigul. Now, what do we know about the carbon shlamim? That serves as the model. There's potential achilas adam, where the owner eats from the animal, from the flesh, and the mizbeach consumes the emurim, the fats. So that's the way it works. Each of these things, the emurim that go on the mizbeach, need a matir, need the zrika in order to permit them, and the flesh as well needs the zrika, the avodah of the carbon, in order to permit it for consumption. So only if it is something that needs a matir, needs something, an act that to make it permissible, do we say that is going to render the meat or the emurim pigul, and therefore if the machshava chutzlis mano existed at the time of the shchita or the zrik or whatever it may be, and now the carbon is pigul, so if someone would eat from either the meat or the fats that go on the mizbeach, you'd be chayiv kares, because those become pigul. But let's say the blood, for example, during the time of the shchita, you had in mind that you're going to eat from the carbon beyond its time. Okay, and now, so the meat of the carbon, the fats become pigul. What about the blood of the carbon? So the blood does not become pigul. If you eat the blood of the carbon, that you're not chayiv kares. Why not? Because, well, eating blood is chayiv kares separately. But it's not certainly not pigul. Why not? Because the blood is not something that needs something to be matir it. The blood itself is matir other things. So that's excluded. So that's the basic background to this Mishnah. And we're going to list those things that don't need a matir. They themselves may be the matir, and therefore you wouldn't be chayiv pigul if you ate them, even if the rest of the carbon were pigul. Eilu devarim she'ein chayiv alehem mishum pigul. First on the list is hakometz. The kometz is, this we'll learn Maseches Menachos, the next Masechta, is where you have a flower offering. What the Kohen has to do is, with an animal, you shecht it. With the flower offering, you can't shecht it. So what do? The equivalent of the shechita is what we call the kemitza. That's where the Kohen sticks his hand into the flower offering. Could be flour, could be that flower offering is now little pieces of bread or matzah. And he sticks his hand in, and he now puts the flour or the bread pieces on his palm, and then he presses the three middle fingers over that, wipes off whatever's sticking out, wipes it with his pinky and his thumb, and those three fingers cover that amount. That's the kemitza. What do you do with the kemitza, with that flour, with those pieces of bread, pieces of matzah? You burn them on the mizbeach. So the kemitza, that act, the kemitza is a matir. What is the kmitza matir? Well, the kmitza is matir, the as the pasuk says, the kamatz misham melokum tso misalto mishamna al kolavonasa. So there's taking from the mincha, which has solas, flour and shem and oil and lavona and frankincense. And what does the kohen do with it? V'hitira kohen asas arut kamizbech, places to alam mizbech to burn. V'hanoseres min hamincha la'arun levanav. And what's left over, that goes to Aaron and his children. So the kohen is matir the mincha to the kohanim. So therefore, if a Kohen, let's say, did the Kemitza, which as we said, is the equivalent of Shechita of an animal, he does the Kemitza, with in mind he's going to eat from the Karban Mincha beyond its time, let's say, or to be Maktir the Komet beyond its time, so the Mincha becomes Pigal. And if you eat from that flour offering, it's Chayav Karis. But what if he eats a Komet itself? The Komet is not Chayav. Why not? It's placed on Mizbech. Why is that different than the Emurim? Because the Komet doesn't have anything that's matir it. It is the only matir. The emurimin, when it comes to a korban, something needs to be matir them, which is the sprinkling of the blood. But when it comes to the komets, there's no blood. There's no sprinkling of the blood. The komets is not something that needs a matir. It itself is a matir. And therefore, even if the korban mincha becomes pigol, if the kohen would eat from the anyone would eat from the komets that was placed on the mizbeach, you would not be chayiv kares. That doesn't become pigol. What else? Bahalavona, which is the frankincense, which is burned along with the komets. And person who eats from that is not chayiv kares mishum pigol. That has the same status as komets. There's nothing that's matir the lavona, and therefore, even if the korban is pigol, the lavona, the frankincense, would not be. Next on the list, where there's no pigol, the haktoras, the incense, the haktoras hasanin brought every day on the inner mizbech, the golden mizbech. There's no chiyuv pigol for that. It's matir itself. There's nothing, that's not matir anything else, and nothing is matir it. All you do, put the incense on there. So if there was a machshav or whatever it may be of pigol, that would not render it pigol at all. You wouldn't be chayv kares for consuming that. Minchas kohanim, the mincha of kohanim. What happens to the mincha? Any a kohen's mincha is completely burnt. So there's not even a komet. It's not like you take a part of it out and burn the komet and burn only that and the rest is eaten. No, the whole thing is eaten. So that's matir itself to the mizbeach. Says v'chom chas kohen kolil tihye lo seichel, it's not eaten. So there's no chiyuv pigol because nothing is matir it. It's not even matir other things either. Uminchas, like the Torahs. Uminchas Kohen Mashiach. Every day the Kohen Gadol would bring a carbon mincha, a special carbon just for the Kohen Gadol called the Minchas Chavitin. There it's also completely burnt. Kalil Taktar, the Pasuk says. There is no komets that's matir it, and therefore there's no chiyuv pigol. Uminchas Nisachim, some that's the wine and the flour that's brought with every carbon every day. Some don't have the Nusach over here because we'll see that's actually a machlokes, whether this is in the category of pigul or not. The hadam, we mentioned dam, person who eats from the blood of a carbon that became pigul is not chayiv kares for eating that because the blood has nothing that's matir it. It itself is the matir. The hanesachim haban bifnei atzma. Divrei Rabbi Meir. So now we're dealing with Nesachim. Here we're speaking about the Minchas Nesachim, which is every day when it comes to Karbanos. So along with the Karban, you bring, let's say the Karban Tamid, for example, you would bring, we know there's wine, Nesach, that would be poured down the Mizbech, and there was a flower offering, a Mincha, that was brought along with it as well. We have the Karban Musaf, we know the phrase from davening all the time, U'minchasam v'niskehem kimidubar. That's the Mincha and Nesach that come along with all of these karbanos. But here we have someone who brings nisachim by themselves. Here's someone who brought them on his own. A person donated. He didn't bring a karban at all. He just wanted to donate to the Beis HaMikdash and bring a flower offering and bring a nisachim. That's an adava just as a donated karban. Or let's say he had an animal karban, but he didn't bring the nesach and the mincha, the wine, libation, and the flower offering along with it, but he brought it the next day. And in fact, the halacha allows us, Uminchasam v'niskehem allows even tomorrow. You can bring the carbon today and that tomorrow. So divrei Rabbi Meir, what does Rabbi Meir hold? That nesachim haban bifnei atzman. If they're brought alone, either the day after the day of the Korban, or they were just donated alone without an animal at all, so the halacha is that those don't, there's no chiyuv pigul there. But he does believe that if you brought the nesachim with the Korban, and the Korban became pigul, so the nesachim, the mincha, and the wine that came along with it will become pigul as well. I disagree. Not true. Even Nesachim, which is the wine and the flour that's brought along with the Korban, there will be no Chiyuv Pigel. Even if the Korban becomes Pigel, there's a Machshava the Kohen has when he does the Shrita or Zrika to eat from the animal Chutz Lizmano. So everything becomes Pigel except the Nesachim and the flour. The Nesachim, which is Nesachim, is the flour and the wine. Why is that so? So the Chachamim say, you know why that's not included in Pigel, even when it's brought along with the animal, and the animal became Pigel? Because you could have brought the Nesachim tomorrow. So we don't view the Korban as being matir them. They are matir themselves. So that's a machlokas. Rabbi Meir believes that if you're going to bring Nesachim along with the Korban, the Korban becomes pigul. So then that becomes pigul as well. And if you eat the flour, let's say drink the wine from that Korban, you chayv karis. And but if, of course, they're brought separately, the day Korban is brought one day, you can't view the Korban as being matirit because it's the Nesachim brought the next day. Or even better, there's no Korban at all. And there was a machshava of pigul when a person donated this flour and wine offering when it was the kmita was being done. So that's nothing is being matir anything there. So therefore, there's nothing. There would be no chiv of pigul. But as we said, if it's along with the Korban, so it's a problem. Chacham said it's never a problem. Since Nesachim don't have to be brought with the Korban, even when they are, if the Korban becomes pigul, they are not pigul. Log Shemen Shel Metzora, another one on the list, where there's no Chiyuv pigul. What's that? A Metzora becomes healed, a person with Tzaras, he has to bring two kvasim and log echad shemen and one log worth of a liquid volume measure of oil. And what does the Kohen do? He takes one of the kvasim and brings it as an asham and along with the log shemen. And what does he do? He waves it. And then he takes from the blood of the asham and places it on the earlobe of the person who's becoming Tahor the Metzora, and on his right thumb and his right big toe. And then the Kohen takes from the Log Shemen and sprinkles with the Shemen with his finger seven times, the Fnei Hashem. And what do we do with the rest of the oil? That's on his palm. So he once again, he places the oil. So the oil also on the ear and the thumb and the toe. So there's blood on the ear, the thumb and the toe, big toe, and there's oil. Al dam ha'asham. So it says that's the log shemen of the Metzorah that we're speaking of. So here we're saying if there's a machshava of chutz lizmano when it comes to this korban, the log shemen of Metzorah is not included. That's what we didn't say. Log shemen shel Metzorah. Rabbi Shimon Omer ein chayavin alav mishum pigul. He believes that when it comes to the log shemen, there is no pigul. And Rabbi Meir Omer chayav alav mishum pigul. What's the basis of the machlok? Yes, so Rabbi Shimon holds. It's true the pasuk says al dam ha'asham, which sounds like that the log shemen is dependent on the korban asham. You don't bring a log shemen unless you bring the korban asham. So if there's a machshava pigul by the guilt offering by the asham of the Metzorah, why should that not affect the oil? If you eat the oil, you should be chayv, drink the oil, you should have karis anyway. So the answer is because you're permitted to bring the asham today and the log shemen tomorrow after several days. And therefore, we don't view the asham as being matir, the log shemen. And since it's the log shemen, it has something that doesn't have a matir, there's no chiyuv pigul. But Rabbi Meir disagreed. Why is there a chiyuv pigul? So he believes that the log shemen brought along with the asham, assuming that they're brought on the same day, you're going to be chayv mishum pigul. Because in the end, they're brought on the same day. Same kind of machlokas we had between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim with respect to the Nesachim. And the Mishnah explains, Shedam ha'asham matiro. He believes that because the dam of the asham is matir the log shemen, it's a matir the log shemen to be placed on the thumb, it's a big toe, etc. And therefore it's something that has matirim, and therefore pigul will affect it. Then the Mishnah concludes, gives us the general summary. V'chol sheyesh lo matirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach. Anything that has something that permits it, whether it's permitting it for a person to eat or the mizbeach to consume, chayav an alav mishum pigul. Perek dala mishnah dala ha'ola. So now we have examples of what we're speaking about. An ola, carbon ola, the entire carbon is burnt on the mizbeach. The only thing that's left over is the skin, is the hide that's given to the kohanim. So dama matir es bisara la mizbeach v'or la kohanim. That's a classic case of we have a matir where you sprinkle the blood of the carbon ola. That permits now the meat and the rest of the animal, the fats, the whole animal is burnt. Nothing's eaten. So when you sprinkle the blood, that is the blood is the matir, and what becomes mutar, what becomes permitted? Nothing to eat, but the flesh and the fat to be placed on the mizbeach to be burnt. There's a matir there. The blood is matir, that to be placed on the mizbeach. And of course, it's matir va'ora la kohanim. It's dama matir es bisara la mizbeach, va'ora and the skin la kohanim. If you haven't sprinkled the blood, so then the kohanim can't use the hide. Olas ha'of, this is a carbon ola that's brought from birds, pigeons or turtle doves. Dama matir es bisara la mizbeach. It's the blood is now matir. Now the whole thing is burnt, but the bust of the flesh of the bird that's placed on the mizbeach, that can only be done after the zrika. So that basar is subject to pigul, as the basar is of the carbon ola of an animal, because it has something that's being matir, which is the blood. This type of zrika that's done, we'll learn throughout Seder Kodshim, when it comes to an Olas Ha'of, so there we don't do the, we mentioned in terms of Shechita, we spoke about Malik a little bit, but the sprinkling of the blood is not done in the normal way. We do what's called Mitzui. Mitzui v'nim tsa damo, v'nim tsa not with an Aleph. That it's found, v'nimsa with a hay, it's squeezed. You take the bird and you press it up against the wall of the mizbeach, and the blood comes out of the animal, and that's considered the zrika. So that zrika, that mitsui, is matir, the olas ha'of, meat to be placed on the mizbeach to be burnt. Chatas sa'of. What about a bird offering that's a korban chatas, where the meat is eaten by the kohanim? Dama matir es bisara ala kohanim. So the sprinkling of the blood is matir, after the pressing of the blood, squeezing of the blood out of the bird, is now over the yisod hamizbeach. Also, now that meat is a davar that has matir, something that permits it. It allows the bisara chatas sa'of to be eaten. Paraman is srafim. Usirim hanisrafim daman matiris emureyan li karev. So Paramahanisrafim, will discuss these titles in the next parak, Ezu Makoman, but the Paramahanisrafim are the Par Kohen Mashiach. Good thing we learn Horios before we learn this Masechta, is the Par Kohen Mashiach. That's the Par where the Kohen made a mistake in ruling regarding an issue that has a potential Isser Kares. He has to bring a Par. That Par is Nisraf, is completely burnt. You know, Kohen doesn't need any part of it. The Par Helam Dabesh El Sibur, where the Beis Din made a mistake in Halach, where they bring a par, that's also included in the Parim Hanisrafim, and the par of Yom Kippur of the Kohen is also included in the Parim Hanisrafim. So three Parim Hanisrafim. One is the Par Kohen Mashiach, one is the Par Helam Devashol Tzibur, and one is the Par of Yom Kippur of the Kohen Gadol. These, what do we do with them? The blood is sprinkled in the Heichal. On the Mizbeach HaZav, we may remember that. But the Emurim, the fats, are burnt on the regular Mizbeach, the copper Mizbeach, the Mizbeach HaChitzon, with all the other Karbanos. And the meat and the hide are all burnt as well, but they're burnt outside Yerushalayim in a special place called the Beis HaDeshen. That's where the ashes would pile up, not on the Mizbeach, but outside Yerushalayim, the Beis HaDeshen, a special place. So those Parim HaNisrafim, or the Seirim HaNisrafim, the Seir of Yom Kippur, that's one Seir that's completely burnt, as we said, not the Sir Lazazel, the other one. And the Sir Avodah Zarah, if you remember from Horios, Beis Din made a mistake, but it, with respect, made a hora, an erroneous ruling regarding Avodah Zarah. Specifically, they said, oh, you're allowed to bow to this, whatever it may be. So the so there they have to bring a seir. Avodah Zarah gets a seir, a male goat. Those are also like the Parim HaNisrafim, in the sense that we sprinkle the blood in the Heichal, not on the regular Mizbech, but rather on Parochas also, but on the Mizbech HaPnimi, the golden altar. And the Emurim, the fats, are placed on the Mizbech HaChitzon, on the outer Kap Mizbech, as all other Karbanos. And the flesh and the hide are burnt also outside the Siv Yishalayim in the Beis HaDesh. So the Parim HaNisrafim and the Sir HaNisrafim, so Daman Matiris and Marimli Karev, so that also they have a Matir. You don't eat them, but the fats that are placed on the Mizbeach are placed there because there's a Matir, because the blood is sprinkled. So if there's it's subject to Pigel, the Machshav Achutz Lizmano, and a person, let's say, ate the Emurim, the fats, he'd be Chayev Karis for Pigel. But let's say, interesting, but when it comes to the basar, though, let's say you eat not the fat, you eat the meat of that animal. So after, when there's a machshav is pigel, there's no chiv kares. You know why? Because the basar has no matirin. Because either way, the basar is burnt. So therefore, eating the basar is not subject to pigel, but the emurin is. As opposed to the Ola, let's say, there, the entire, the Basar and the Emurim are all placed on the Mizbeach. That's all part of what you're being Matir. That's all part of the Karban. When it comes to the Parim HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim, the Emurim are placed on the Mizbeach. The Basar is burnt outside of the city. That's not something that needs a Matir, and therefore, because those are not placed on the Mizbeach. So therefore, if you eat the basar, you would not be chayev for pigel. If you eat the emurim, you would be chayev, and that's all if there was a machsheves chutz lizmano during, let's say, the zrikas hadam. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol she'eino al mizbech achitzon kishlamim, ein chayavin alav mishum pigel. He believes that any carbon that you don't sprinkle the blood on the outer mizbeach, like the carbon shlamim, there's no chiyuv pigel at all. Why? Because we learn pigel from shlamim. We said this all the way at the beginning. Shlamim is the source of pigel, and shlamim has achilas adam and achilas mizbeach. It has both, where someone's human beings are eating it, and the mizbeach is consuming. But the Parim HaNisrafim, the Sirim HaNisrafim, which you just mentioned, so what happens with them? There, the sprinkle, they're not like shlamim. They have, you're not matir. There is no achilas adam there, and their blood is sprinkled where? Inside. So therefore, they're not going to be subject to pigel, according to Rabbi Shimon, who we do not follow.